So I'm going to talk about inspiration. That's a subject that is very important for me, as it is for most designers, as it kind of gets the designing started. It's something mysterious. It's hard to explain what inspiration exactly is. So my initial title was actually trying to unravel the mysteries of inspiration, because I think that's what I'm going to try to do today, is trying to explain the mysteries of inspiration. It was actually my initial title, but then I sent in the title and Simon said, why not say unraveling the mysteries of inspiration? So in case I'm not totally unraveling everything, you can just blame Simon that that I have left the trying out of my title. So I'm going to do my best to give you some broader idea on how to get better inspiration, or get easier inspiration during my talk. So, like I said, trying to define inspiration is difficult. But if we just think about what inspiration really is, one way of describing it is it's the process of being mentally stimulated to do something. It's more like a general definition, really, of describing it. Another way could be like saying it's a sudden, brilliant, creative, or timely idea that you have at that moment. And a more artistic way of explaining it, it would be like saying it's a sudden creativity boost in artistic production. And the other question that we can ask ourselves is what inspires people? And I think that's a question that is answered in different ways, because for everybody it's different. One person gets inspired by simply looking at nature, and you get inspired by the beauty of nature. You can't get inspired by just looking at all daily stuff. Like, some people might say that's really boring, but if you look at it differently in other ways, you could get inspired by certain things in life. Just, you don't always have to look very far to get inspired. It's just a matter of opening your mind and see it in different ways. So I'll try in my presentation to show you some examples of work that I've done, all different kind of work, not really complicated, but just to get to the point, like, how do you get to that idea? How did you create this? How did you come to this creative idea of ending up with this design? And so, like I said, at the initial starting of my talk, it's the inspiration is where everything starts. It's where the creative process starts. It's where the creation is ignited. So that's why it's such a crucial phase in the design process, that because if you don't have inspiration, you're not inspired, well, you're gonna have a very difficult time creating something nice, beautiful, and something that people like and that you're happy with also. So how does it actually happen, inspiration? Well, it's more like it happens when the mind lets go of thinking long enough to find the answer. If you really think long enough to the answer, it could happen that you never find the answer. It's at that moment that you stop thinking about finding the answer that you can get a sudden spark of, and then you have this aha moment, like, ah, right, that's it. That's where I wanted to go. And it could be, I'm not talking about purely of design, it could be anything. Inspiration in general, it's that aha moment that you're looking after. And it usually comes, at least for me, when I stop trying to think too hard in finding the answer of a design problem, or just like the design of a logo is something typical. Like, it happens like on that moment that you don't expect it would happen. And so what I'm trying to say is that you have to allow inspiration to come in its own time. That's of course not always very practical, as we all have deadlines and stuff, and we can't just sit and wait, oh, inspiration will come. The client calls, do you have your logo design ready yet? Well, my inspiration didn't come yet. Yeah, so you can use that excuse for a little bit, but after a while you have, of course, a deadline to meet, and you have to eventually get your work done and create it. So, but it could help, at least for me it helps, that you try to focus on the great empty stillness all around you. Find some kind of peace, inner peace, if you like to call it like that, so that you have, and then the aha moment could come. It's again trying to stop thinking about of the answer, letting go, and you might have that aha moment. And so, because of deadlines and everything, we have to find ways to stimulate this process, so we can get to that sparky moment. And like I said, it's of course easier said than done, so we need to find ways to stimulate that process. And so for me, oh, sorry, it was the wrong direction. For me, inspiration, it happens, well, for everybody it happens differently. For me, it happens mostly when I'm relaxed and when I'm not distracted by anything and I'm really focused on what I'm doing. And so for me it helps a lot if I'm just focused a couple of hours on my design, that I have my headphones on and just listen to the music that I love, because the music really influences my mood, my mental state, because it's, of course, the music is different for everybody. It's the music that I like and that I love to listen to that makes me feel more in this, I'm calling it the design zone, because I'm like isolated from what's happening around me. It's like, I'm like a bit dreaming, or I don't know, in some kind of state that I'm calling focused, because I'm just focused on that, and the rest, I don't know what's happening around me, and listening to the music influences my mind, and it usually helps me a lot to do that while designing. And another thing I would like to point out, at least for me, it is like that it happens gradually, especially like when I'm working on a web design, it's a process. Like, take for instance the design of my blog. And it was the same with my previous blog. I started with the illustration of the girl that should reflect me and that I use as an icon. And while drawing this illustration, I was already thinking like where to place the illustration and where to put her in the header, and It happens, it builds up gradually. So one thing led to another. While working on the header, I get ideas from the content. But I'm not saying that it's always like that in every process, because a lot of people ask me sometimes, like, what's your typical process, design process? You know, you start with the grid and it's all like chuck, chuck, chuck and steps. For me, it's not always the case, like, especially with websites and inspiration stuff, it usually happens like gradually. One thing comes through another. So let's go ahead and show some examples of how I got inspired by certain projects, where I ended up with certain projects. The first thing I would like to show you is the card that I created for Christmas to send out to my clients. I posted that design on Dribbble and I had like lots of reactions on that, people liking it, and I thought like it's a perfect subject to include here in the presentation. The starting point for this was actually just a star. When I started the illustration, I was thinking about the star because it represents Christmas, but I wanted something not typical Christmas, more like, yeah, that applies to my kind of graphical styling, which always involves colors. But the only idea I had in mind was a star and some kind of pattern maybe, and a bit of, I don't know, minimal geometric thing. And so that's all what I had in my mind, a star. And then the rest I was thinking, like, I'm going to look in books. One of the books I looked into was the geometric book of Kapitsa. They have, like, that book contains, like, lots of patterns and very basic shapes overlapping each other. And I kind of was thinking in terms of using overlapping shapes and thinking in that direction. But I didn't really have, like, an exact idea of, yes, this is it. But I got kind of inspired by it, but I didn't got the spark yet. So I was thinking, like, okay, the star is where I want to start. And then, because after looking in the book, I ended up with patterns of stars, but I was thinking, like, yeah, okay, not really into the right direction. It's more looking like wrapping paper. So I threw that idea away, and I was back to my single star. And yeah, that's the hard part, of course, but all of a sudden, the spark came, and I thought, like, I was looking at it, and I was like, why not use these lines of the stars and think from there what I could do with that? And then I was thinking, like, having the star be the central piece of the illustration and use background, overlapping background elements behind the star. So I ended up with this. But I didn't really pick my colors carefully. I was just experimenting and trying stuff out. And so I ended up with something like this. And I was also experimenting with an illustrator with, like, over different layer modes. So sometimes I don't always have I don't always know the exact outcome if I choose, let's say, multiply or overlay, that I will get this effect. So I do a lot of experimenting. And I think that's also part of getting inspired, because sometimes you accidentally get to a nice result, like, oh, that's nice. We could do this or that. And so I tweaked the colors a little bit more, because all of a sudden, because I was trying out different colors that I thought would go nice together, like yellow and some warm colors and then green and blue. And I thought, like, oh, wait a minute, I could create some kind of rainbow effect, you know, and go all the way around, so the green goes well with the yellow again. So, and then I ended up with this, and I liked it, but it was still a little bit too flat, so I wanted to add extra depth in it. And while it was on Dribbble, I got one of the reactions that I got from the user was that it looked a lot like the Munich Olympics poster from 72. It's a work that I included in my inspiration gallery on the blog, but I actually didn't realize it. It reminded people of that. So in a way, I was probably subconsciously influenced by that image. And so it's weird how it works. If you compare the two, they resemble, they have lots in common with the overlapping layers. It has been done before, of course, this technique. So it's not that it's a very unique something. So it's something that exists, but still you can see the resemblance between the two. And I swear to God, I didn't, like, look at it and then create this. It must have been in my mind, because I've added in my inspiration gallery. So definitely, an interesting fact, I think. So the second version of the star was to add a bit more contrast. I don't know if you can see it on the slides, but these colors have a little bit more contrast, but then I was still not happy. And I thought, like, I should add something like I mentioned before, more depth. And so I came to the idea to use the bigger star. I scaled it repetitively and used different overlay and transparency modes. Like, I don't know, I think I used overlay for these stars. And so I ended up with this result. But before doing that, I didn't know I would end up with this. It's just like I said before, experimenting and trying out, and then you get sometimes a surprising result, and so this was the end result. Another project is a logo design I would like to talk about for Fabulous. Fabulous is a network site aimed for a social network site aimed for towards the gay community. And for this project, I designed logo, website, and iPhone application. Well, it's still in process, actually. It's a site that were features that were still added, so it's something that is still going. For the logo design, I was thinking in directions of round and like these two images kind of influenced me in a way. They inspired me because of the second one, because of the colors. You have to see, of course, the website is more or less uses more or less these kind of colors a little bit. And the other one, just because of the interesting intersection of the shapes, there's no resemblance with the logo, but somehow they got to be inspired. And all the other two images were these, because of the different colors in the lines of the logo with the circle, and also because it creates some kind of an interesting depth. The other one was a kind of interesting with lines going all in all directions with the name. I kind of find it inspiring. But I didn't do anything with it. So I started just sketching. That's what I usually do when I start on the logo design. I do some sketches, do some color explorations. So you can see the colors, the two colors on the ones that are horizontal. They kind of resemble the colors that I've seen in the image that I showed before. And I also do a lot of exploration towards typography. I get I look into these books or on the web, just do some lookups. And I usually show the clients some kind of a gathering of sketches and ideas, and I just present it and to see like which direction I should go. And the typeface that was used for at the bottom to the left, that was the typeface that my client liked a lot. So I continued working on that and tried to do something different with the A, because the A had some interesting shape in the typeface. So I was thinking, like, because of the name Fabulous being fabulous, I was thinking like I could do something with a star maybe. But placing just a star in the A didn't make it unique enough. So these are just explorations that I tried out, but I wasn't really happy with, except for the bottom right one. That's of course the one that got initially chosen. So, but how did I come to that idea? I was just starting from the shape of the A. I was thinking like, why not try something geometric? I don't know, rotate, duplicate, reflect. I just tried all these different things that you see here to end up, like the bottom row shows actually the process how I end up with the star. So by doing all these explorations and experimenting, you sometimes end up with the result that you didn't think you would end up. And that's what my point is, really. So I can't stress enough, if you design stuff and you're doing like logo work or anything actually, experimenting is really, really important, because you're sometimes surprised of yourself and say like, I didn't think I would end up with this. And so you can't do that enough. The final logo is now actually Fab, because they changed their name to Fab. So that's a strong, strong name, but the lucky I could still use the part of the logo, and so that's good. They're still recognizable. The next project is also something I've done for fab.com. And these are the icons for the iPhone app that I created. some of them actually, but these are the main icons. They have like a similar feature, like the check-in feature with Goala. It works with Facebook Places, and you can check in, and then, or you can add a place, and then you have selected the type of place. And so these icons are the main icons. But like I said, it's aimed for the gay world. You can see a few. with the rainbow colors for a gay scene. These icons, I'm more going to talk about how I got to this style of type of icons, but the challenge with these icons was also that I had to take in mind that I need to use them in smaller size, in bigger size, lighter backgrounds, darker backgrounds, so they really had to stand out in color, and I had to, did some tweaking here and there. I wasn't fond of the disco ball, but because of the, it's a harder illustration or icon to reduce in a small icon because it gets fuzzy. So for that icon, I had to create like three versions where I had to tweak the mirror things and make them bigger so it's still recognizable in small size. But the client insisted he wanted the disco ball. But before I started these icons, I was searching for a certain style, design style. And one of the illustrations I got inspired by were the illustrations of Belgian illustrator Kuhn Caveman. He has these typical illustration style that I like. He uses very simple shapes, and like for a tree, it's all circle, circle, circle. They look very 2D, but they sometimes have these surreal 3D look, like the buildings. They're flat, but still they have like a little bit of depth. So I really liked that kind of style. Here you have also two illustrations that he made for cover of a magazine. He has these different countries that he has designed with, and I look at all the little details, and they really got me inspired to create a similar styling. It's different, but that's what I want to explain. It's like you can get inspired by something that you see, and you can adapt that to your own work or your own design and your own style. So that's what I always try to do with when I look at something. You see, like for this, that was another illustration that made me think about the styling for the icons, because again, they're very simple, flat 2D, and they're very colorful. So for this illustration, the colors were really the inspiring thing. So just to show you mine again, like the building, the arch, you can see a little bit of the resemblance. You can see that I was inspired by the previous one with the flat 2D look. And design thing that I did that I thought I would share was the icon for the blog. I did lots of sketches. At first, I was totally thinking in another direction. There are a few other sketches that had nothing to do with the blog, but it's just my notebook that I scanned in. I was first exploring the letter V and trying to do something with that, but I didn't get really far in that direction. I let that loose. An image that got me a bit inspired, not that I like that image, but again, overlapping shapes is something that I really like, the colors. Just something about that made me think of using these gradients and these colors effect. So again, I was experimenting with the letter V, and I did all kinds of things. I never was happy with that, but you can see a bit what I did. And so I ended up with something with a more circular, but I I threw that away also. So sometimes I just let it rest for a while, and if I'm not happy with it, I threw it away and I say, okay, start over. So I was back to my sketching book. because this shows actually different phases. It's not that I sketched everything like in one afternoon and then the idea, the final idea is there. So it's more the one, the cubical ones at the bottom right, or more the ones that that lead toward the cubical icon. There is this V shape in the icon that kind of refers to my name, but that's the only link. I just liked the icon and so I was done. Another thing I've been working on was an illustration of a book cover. This is actually still in process, so I'm only showing part of it, but I thought it could be interesting to share that how I was thinking of this idea. The thing is, I can of course not reveal the book title, but I had to think about something that builds up, like gradually from basic to final stage. And so I'm gonna show this image back so you guys see where it comes from. But the idea I had was, or the inspiration I got from, it was actually from the three dogs. As I kind of like that idea of having just the basic, the dog is still recognizable as a dog, just the line. And then it gradually builds up, it gets fill, and then there's color. And the other image was nice because I thought it was nice, a nice color combination. Actually, I showed my client, I made a mood board, and my client really liked these colors. So it's a combination of what I liked and, of course, what the client chose. I gave him a few options, and the color combination of that image was very appealing. So I worked on that further, and I ended up, it was one of the different illustrations that I showed him, but it got rejected. I ended up now with something totally different. There were actually two thinking paths, the gradually building up, and the other thinking path was to have something that is constantly adapting. Like I say, like, okay, you could show a chameleon, you know? A chameleon always adapts to its environment, so the client liked that idea, and so I worked with, I tried to use a bit of the same colors, but then still have the focus on the chameleon and have all different colors and stuff on the chameleon, just to make it an attractive book cover, really. And for this illustration, I was influenced or inspired by, it totally looks different, I think, you agree, but the way these shapes are built, the geometry, like they're all straight lines and circles, basic shapes, I thought of using that for the chameleon, and of course the chameleon is a bit more roundy, but you can see the head is fairly simple, and his arms, I try to use 90 degrees, 45 degrees, stuff like that to keep it more, very geometric and basic lines and corners. Like I said before, you can get inspired, but don't copy. There's always like a thin line between getting inspired and when do you copy something. So there is no straight answer, but because it's also difficult. Design is, we are influenced by so much around us, and every design is kind of influenced by previously already designed stuff. So it's always building on something, and you add your own ideas to it and create. You can get inspired and see different things and take the best of that and that and that and combine that and create something new. That's maybe a simplified version of how I would see it, but to me, that's basically it. You transform that to your own ideas, your own creation. Another question is how to break a creativity block. It happens a lot, it happens to everybody, to me, especially when I'm a bit stressed and have deadlines, sometimes it blocks my inspiration. I think I have only one answer to that, and that's to take a break. Even if it's only for 5 minutes, because yeah, you have a deadline, so you can't take a break. But still, these 5 minutes can be vital. If you just, or you can of course focus on something else. If that's what I usually do, I always have a few projects running, and sometimes I'm lucky. I have also some coding work to do, and that's actually ideal because then. It's like using the other part of your brain because then you're suddenly into code and you kind of, you think creatively, but you're not designing really. You're coding and to me that helps a lot. So other things is if I take a break, like I have the luxury to be able to take the break, I jump on the bike and I go for a ride, I clear my mind. So. Just try to focus on something else, whether that is taking a break or other work. And so, to me, inspiration is very important, and because of the urge, I always have the urge to gather stuff and save that in some kind of app. I was thinking, why not start an own gallery, inspiration gallery, and because then I can share that with other people. And it was also the reason why I started is because I couldn't find like one place where I could really get inspired. It was always like all over, and I thought like let's focus that what I find inspiring and put that on my own side and share that with other people, because examples of that was like the typical inspiration websites or galleries, like. For example, the Abduzedu gallery. I have nothing against that gallery, don't get me wrong, but for me it doesn't work. It feels like a bit, I don't know, heavy, and as if everything is like shouting to me. It works a bit the other way around. I have the feeling that there are like other different voices behind the site, and that other that is all thrown together, but it's like not one line. I don't know how to explain it properly, but it's a little bit too, I don't know, shouting. I think is the best word to describe it. It doesn't work for me. It might work for other people though. Like I said, it's pure subjective, and so. I think inspiration should be served in right doses. That's also what, compared with the Abduzedu gallery and others, it's for me it's too much. It's like the doses is too high, and it works the other way around. So for me the important thing is have it in doses and not to get too overwhelmed. Then. You might find inspiration, or at least I find inspiration this way. And so I started the Inspiration Gallery. The idea here was also because if I look to images, the first thing I see are the colors. That's of course for everybody it's different, but I always see the colors first and then I see the picture. And so colors are so important for me. And sometimes just color combinations can influence me and give me inspirations. So I thought, like, why not do something in combination with colors and give that one page with the colors per image to have like some kind of mosaic page. And the way I select the images is it's just if I just like. The things, how the illustration or the work is executed, or it's just the typography, or the simplicity, or sometimes the humor in an image, it can be inspiring for me, or the cleverness around it, or I don't know, the structure, the details, stuff like that. I try to have a little bit of a variety in styles. I try not to really focus on one typical graphical style. But still, I don't know, there's one line in it. I think you can, I don't know, I have to ask you, of course, but I think you can see like one voice behind my gallery and not many voices that that are shouting. I recently had some updates on the gallery and where you can go through the pages one by one and see the art in the bigger version instead of having to click on the small image to have it bigger. So I'm still working on improvement on the blog. And so, yeah, that's about it, I think, for the gallery. Next thing is the tools and the resources that I use. Like I mentioned before, and I still do that, before I had the Inspiration Gallery, I use application Little Snapper, where I gather images that I like. I can organize stuff nicely. The interface is really cool. Everything appeals to me to use that application. It's very user-friendly, and you can also store total screens of websites. It's very handy. You can tag everything. So if I look for inspiration, I usually go looking in my Little Snapper or my own gallery. So another application is YoYimbo. I used that application before I got to know Little Snapper, but I now use it more. See, there are still images and everything in there, but I use it more for like text snippets and things, of all sorts of things, but usually not pure inspiration or images or logos or stuff like that. There are like CSS tips and everything, little snippets really. Another application that I use, but I use it more for other purposes. That's more administration stuff, is Evernote. But you can use it also for categorizing whatever images, texts. So these applications are more, like YoYimbo and Evernote, are more, I think, interesting for more text-based things that you want to gather. Like Little Snapper is really focused towards more images and screen grabs that you can gather. For color inspiration, I sometimes go to Adobe Cooler, where you can explore color combinations. You can create your own color combinations. You can upload a photo and that you like, where you think, oh, this photo has nice colors. And then Adobe Cooler will extract colors for you. That's kind of interesting. And then there is the site Color Lovers, which is also focused on colors. I'm only mentioning a few sites and apps and stuff. There's way more. There's FFF Found that I go through a lot. It's a bit like design in general, beauty in general. It's a bit different. I tend to go to sites like that because it's away from the web. If I like, if I'm looking for inspiration for web design, I tend to go to not web galleries and stuff, but to go to sites like FF Found. Just, I don't know, some shape can just spark an idea for me, or some typography. Not like the sites in a whole. That usually doesn't work for me. Another website that I tend to go a lot to is We Love Typography, because of the nice typography and the images there. The shots are also, most of them are really inspiring, so that's, like I said, no, I usually don't go to web galleries, but sites like that. Dribbble, I think Dribbble is also a nice inspirational website to see how, I don't know, I usually go to sites of Dribbble like for inspiration on GUI work for iPhone app, and so there's a lot of talented people posting really, really cool stuff. Pattern Tap is also a site that I check out, especially if I look like, I think of some ideas for, I don't know, a breadcrumb or a footer, and then I do some exploration. And I like the fact that they just show elements. See, like the web gallery is always a whole site. But like I mentioned, for some people, this is exactly what they need to get inspired. For me, it's little pieces of different thing that work best. And of course, my own gallery. I can call it firewall, because to me it's like a firewall. The only quality design work get passed through my firewall. And that's it. I'd like to thank you, and I hope you'll all inspire. Dank u ook over.